This is the Dog Pro You podcast, where we talk about tactical business strategy for trainers who want to ethically grow and increase profit in their business. Welcome or welcome back to our podcast. And if you like what you're listening to, don't forget to subscribe. Hey, what's going on, guys? Wanted to make a quick video for you today just to talk about a couple of things. I know that offering guarantees can be sort of a controversial issue for a lot of trainers out there. And, you know, they're uncomfortable with it because it's a service and your customer has to be a participant in actually getting the results that they're looking for. And so that can put you in a precarious situation. And so a lot of times trainers just say, you know what, I'm not going to offer a guarantee. It doesn't make any sense. But I want you to realize that if you're not offering guarantees, number one, it tells people that maybe you're not confident in delivering the service, regardless of you know, your position on it. From the customer standpoint, it sort of gives them this question in their mind about, well, is this going to work? Which is the last thing that you actually want your customers to be thinking about when you're, you know, positioning an offer in front of them and you're asking them to, you know, take your hand and take your lead. But number two, it's important that you understand that if you don't offer a guarantee, sometimes people are going to feel as though, you know, you're not going to put in your best effort. And regardless of whether or not that's true, it's the reality from the consumer standpoint. So it's like I always say, you have to meet people where they are. You have to understand that people are going to be skeptical. They're going to be resistant. And sometimes this can add, you know, friction and unnecessary tension into the conversation. And so with guarantees, you really have two options. And I want to cover these to a greater extent, maybe in a different video, but just to cover the two options that you have here to give you a basic overview of why this is important. With guarantees, if you're not comfortable, if you're not confident in offering a guarantee, then one of two things needs to happen. You need to get better at your job and better at, you know, delivering the service that people are hiring you for. Or number two, you need to get better at acquiring the right types of clients on the front end. Because if you're not comfortable and confident in delivering service, it really just comes down to that. Either you're not great enough at delivering that service, you're not great enough at your skill set, which obviously is a problem, and you shouldn't be out there acquiring new clients until you really know how to deliver service and solve problems for people, because that's what they're hiring you for. And number two, if you are confident in solving problems, but you're not really sure the type of clients that you're going to be acquiring, well, then it means that you need to get better at your marketing, you need to get better at targeting the right types of people, and you need to be more specific in enrolling people into your service. You know, I don't expect that every trainer has the most perfect, well-rounded skill set to be able to deliver solutions to every person that they work with, and that's okay. You don't need to do that. You need to be really good at least one thing, and if you are, then you should feel comfortable and confident in delivering service and solving problems for that one particular thing. And until you get really good at doing that, you probably shouldn't expand your abilities or your skill sets into other areas. I know that for a lot of trainers, it can be really easy to get caught up in the whole idea of, man, I need to learn more, I need to learn more, I need to learn more. And that's cool. It's great. But until you really finely tune and polish one specific skill set, it's important that you're not trying to acquire all kinds of different clients. So again, you have two options. You can get better at delivering your service and solving problems for people, or number two, you can get better at acquiring the right types of clients on the front end that you know that you're confident in delivering that service and solving problems for. That's really what it comes down to. Because if you're not offering guarantees, you're going to have skepticism. You're going to have people that are pushing back. You're going to have people that say, I need to think about it. I need to talk to my spouse. You know, I need to talk to a friend who has another dog, and maybe I'll get some insight from them or maybe some tips. I'm not sure I can fit it into my budget. You know, let me talk to my neighbor, let me talk to Santa Claus. You know, I mean, there's a million objections that will come up when people are uncomfortable. And really, for the most part, these are just smoke screens. These are people not feeling comfortable in coming right out and saying, I don't trust you. And that's really what it comes down to, which is why a guarantee is so powerful. If you're able to offer a guarantee, it shows that you're comfortable and confident in what you deliver and that you stand behind it. And so again, the first and most important thing is that you are able to deliver service. So it comes down to those two options: get better at delivering your service or get better at acquiring the right types of clients that you know you can produce results for. Because if you don't, you're going to be in a constant struggle where you're bringing people on who have high expectations. you're not able to deliver on those expectations, and then they're disappointed. And if you offer a guarantee, then, you know, one of two things happens. You either give them a refund, or number two, you work with them forever, but they're still not going to get the results because they're not the right type of client to begin with. And that can be for a number of reasons. If you bring somebody on board who really has no expectation that they're going to be doing any work, and they think they're going to offload everything on you and that you're going to produce this amazing transformation for them, well, it's an unreasonable expectation. And so obviously you need to set those expectations on the front end, but there's all kinds of other reasons why people don't get results. Maybe they don't show up on time. Maybe they show up 15 minutes late. Maybe they cancel last minute and they reschedule. Maybe, you know, they're just not committed to following through on their you know, commitments that they made to you. Maybe they're not taking it seriously. You know, maybe they're only half participating in it. There's a number of different reasons why people don't get results, which is why you need to get better at acquiring the right types of clients on the front end. You know, I always talk to you guys about generating leads, and I think it's important that you learn how to do that for yourself, because you can get anybody to run ads for you. The difference between what we offer is we teach you how to run a business, not just run ads. And so when it comes down to it, when you understand how to acquire the right types of clients on the front end, you can pick and choose. You can be specific about the type of service or the type of problems that you're here to solve. And you can, you know, focus on bringing people on board into your business who are of a very specific type of, you know, character. And that could be, you know, top performers in life, you know, people who have excelled in work, people who have surpassed some of their coworkers and have been, you know, elevated to higher levels of status within their companies, or maybe they're entrepreneurs and they really do get after it in life. And these are people who follow through with their commitments. And for that reason, you know, they get great results with your training because they actually do the work. And these are probably people who have disposable income because they've excelled in life. And, you know, regardless of the fact of whether they're busy, they carve out the time and they make things work because it's important to them. You know, and those types of people typically surround themselves with other individuals in their circle of influence who are just like them. And so when you get people on the front end who have a very specific need and they've got this desire, and you've positioned yourself as the authority in your market, the person who can actually solve the problem, and they begin to know you and like you and trust you, well, when they come on board, they're going to be committed. They're going to get great results. And for that reason, all the people that they surround themselves with are going to take notice, and they're going to say, holy smokes, is that the same dog? And they're going to say, you know what? I really, you know, I don't have the same type of problem, but, you know, I wish my dog would behave like that. And so you start getting people who are recommended to you who fit that same mold. And it becomes easier for you to grow your business because there's less friction. And so again, first things first, there are two options if you're going to offer a guarantee. And I'll break down the two options for the guarantee here in a moment, but number one, if you're not comfortable in offering guarantees, you need to get better at delivering service and solving problems, or be more specific in the type of problems that you're going to be solving. And number two, you need to be more specific about the type of client that you're going to acquire. Because if their expectations or their problem is outside of your scope of expertise, you're never going to be able to provide them with a solution. And if you're offering guarantees, it puts you in an uncomfortable situation where you can't fulfill, you can't solve their problem, you can't give them what they expected. So those are the two things that are really important. And it's also important that if you are going to delegate the responsibility of new client acquisition, like generating leads, that you get somebody who actually can do it quite well, which I'll be honest, is very difficult. You know, rarely can you hire somebody who's going to be able to generate leads in a way that you would be able to do it yourself, because you're going to be more authentic about it. Nobody can represent your company as well as you can. So I believe that all of your lead generation should be done internally, and you should be the face of your business. I know for a lot of trainers, that's an uncomfortable situation. You prefer working with animals and you don't really enjoy working with people. I totally get that. But at the end of the day, as good as you are at working with animals and understanding canine psychology and canine behavior, the dog can't choose you. The dog doesn't have money to spend. The dog doesn't have a wallet. And so it comes down to you being able to convey the opportunity to the decision maker, the person who actually can choose you. And so that's why it's important to understand that proper marketing and being the authority in your market, in your community, and also having this authentic look and feel about the way that you're marketing your service so that people begin to know you and like you and trust you, That's why it's so important. And again, it's very difficult to delegate that responsibility. It's hard to find somebody that can convey everything that your company is and what it represents as authentically as you can. And that's why I think it's so important to maintain the marketing and sales internally within your organization so that it's done correctly, it's done authentically, it's got a genuine feel to it. And that's really how you build, you know, a base of raving fans, an audience of people who really stand behind you and believe in what you believe. And that's difficult to do if you're not the actual business owner. And so until you grow to the point where you've got dozens of locations, you should still be the face of your business. And even at that point, there's no reason not to. So again, back to offering guarantees. Make sure that you've got the right type of skills to solve problems for people. If you don't, get better at honing those skills. Number two, get better at acquiring the right types of clients so that you can be sure that you are engaging with somebody who has appropriate expectations in the service that you're going to deliver so that you don't have a problem when it comes down to offering this guarantee. Now, when it comes to guarantees, there really are two different options. You've got an unconditional guarantee, which means that, you know, you're going to offer this service and you're going to stand behind it. And if you can't deliver on the expectations, then, you know, you're going to offer a full refund. You're going to shake hands and you're going to part ways as friends. Now, obviously, there's a huge commitment on your part, which again is why it's so important that you know how to deliver the service or you know how to attract the right types of clients to you so that you can fulfill on that service. But unconditional guarantees put a huge amount of onus on you. So again, if you don't have people who are willing to commit to doing the work, if they just expect that you're going to do everything for them, it's very difficult to deliver on that type of service and exceed anyone's expectations. So you have to be very particular and selective about the clients that you're going to bring on board. Make sure that they're a good fit. You know, sift through the duds in your new client acquisition process and make sure you're not engaging with somebody who's just going to drag their feet and wait for you to fail so that they can get all their money back and get free service from you. That never makes sense. So you have to be A++ at service delivery and solving problems for people if you are going to offer an unconditional money-back guarantee. It's a great way to get people signed up. Don't get me wrong. It eliminates a lot of the skepticism. It gives people the confidence that they're working with the right person, you know, and it really does set you apart from a lot of people out there because most people don't offer an unconditional money back guarantee. So if you can do that confidently, then it does position you in a higher level of authority, which is great. But again, you have to mitigate some of the potential difficulties. Otherwise, you're going to have a lot of clients asking for refunds, which is never a good thing. It can damage your reputation. It can make it difficult to acquire clients in the future, you know, and there's nothing more important than your reputation. So just be sure that you're mitigating those issues on the front end if you are going to offer an unconditional money-back guarantee. Secondarily, you can offer what is called a conditional guarantee. Now, this is an unconditional money-back guarantees. I should also mention that they're more common in product-based industries. So if you have a product and you know that it's well-made, it's not going to deteriorate, it's not going to fall apart, and it's something that actually does what it's intended to do, it's more common to see an unconditional money-back guarantee where you can supply someone with a product and say, hey, look, I will stand behind this. If it fails for any reason, then you're going to get every penny back and we'll part ways as friends. So that's the more common usage of an unconditional money-back guarantee. In a service-based industry, where a client needs to participate in order to get the results, it can be difficult. So again, use the two measures that I talked about before you decide that you're going to land on an unconditional money-back guarantee. Secondarily, you've got the option to do a conditional guarantee, and that means that these are typically used more in a service-based industry, like training dogs, you know, or when customer involvement is necessary in order to produce the result. So it's important that when you do decide on which type of guarantee you're going to offer, if you are going to offer one, that you, number one, set very realistic expectations. Even if it's a conditional guarantee, you have to establish what the expectation is for the client, because they might come to you and say, you know what, my dog is just absolutely out of control. It's doing X, Y, and Z things. I can't control it, no matter what I do. And, you know, they've come to you based on a promotion that you were running, I don't know, a 4-week program. And they have this expectation that you're going to wave the magic wand and solve every problem for them. Well, you have to back them up a bit and say, hey, look, like, these are the expectations that you should have. This is what I can produce over the course of this 4-week period. We may need additional sessions. We may need an additional program. We may need to work together for an extended period of time above and beyond what this initial program is designed to do. But, or, you know, you can just say, hey, look, this is what you can expect by the time we finish this program. And you address which, you know, problems you're going to solve, or the extent to which you're able to solve them over that period of time. And then you want to get their confirmation, get their agreement on the results, so that it's not like you talking at them. It's not just saying, hey, look, here's what I'm going to do and nothing else. It's like, it's a conversation. It's a two-sided conversation. Like, this is what you can expect as a function of participating in this program. And make sure that you're telling them they're participating in the program. It's not just you doing everything. Get their confirmation, their commitment that they're going to be involved, and agree on what the result and expectation should be. And in the event that they don't reach the desired result or the desired outcome that you've set this expectation based on, you know, the conditional guarantee means that, you know, perhaps you'll work with them for, you know, continuation until they do reach that expectation. And again, it doesn't have to be the overall ultimate goal. It just has to be that you're going to reach the result that you agreed upon during whatever the duration is of the program that they're going to be participating with you. So again, if it's like a 4-week program, well, this is what you can expect that we're going to achieve over that period of time. And if you don't achieve that, your conditional guarantee is the backup plan, so that you can let them know, hey, if I can't get the dog to sit on command, then I'll work with you until we actually achieve that outcome. So it's up to you how you want to offer a guarantee. I'll tell you, it's a very powerful tool in being able to set people's mind at ease and make a decision, especially if you're offering high ticket service. You know, if your programs are 1,000 to 5,000 or even more, then a guarantee is a nice way for you to say, hey, look, I believe in what I do. You know, I've got all the skills to be able to deliver the outcome that you're looking for. And, you know, I stand behind all my programs. And again, I know that there's a lot of trainers out there who feel like this puts them in a very precarious situation, because ultimately, if the client doesn't do the work, the result never happens. The result is never achieved. The solution is never created. And that may be true. But again, if you get better at acquiring the right types of clients on the front end and you're setting expectations, there's no reason that you shouldn't be able to offer either an unconditional or a conditional guarantee for your service to get people behind it and go, you know what? You're the trainer I wish I had hired last time. You're the person I've been looking for. The last trainer I talked to didn't offer anything. They just said, hey, I'll work with you and hopefully this works. So it's a way for you to differentiate yourself in the market, to show people that you're confident and that you are, you know, you've got the level of expertise to deliver on the promises that you make. It doesn't have to promise, you know, everything under the sun. It just has to be a promise based on the expectations that you both agreed upon. And again, their participation should be part of that process in coming to terms with the agreement of what their expectations should be. So I hope that's helpful. I know that this question comes up a lot. I know that it's sort of a controversial topic. A lot of trainers say, I don't want to offer guarantees. I'm here to say, you know, maybe you want to consider that if you're having a difficult time acquiring new clients and growing your business, this might be something that will help move you in the right direction. I'm not saying you have to do it, but it might be another tool for your toolbox that allows you to get more clients signed up. Another thing you can look at is, you know, what is your closing percentage? How many appointments are you setting? How many people are showing up, and how many people are actually signing up for a service? Because if you're anything below 70%, then you may want to consider offering a guarantee if you can stand behind it and it's not going to put you in an uncomfortable situation where you're doing refunds or you're having to work for free. So again, follow the steps that I laid out here in this video. If it was helpful for you, leave a comment. And remember, greatness is your obligation. Success will never happen without your participation. This life isn't a warm-up. It's the only one you got. So take action this instant, because today might be your only shot. Thanks for being with me here today, guys. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. And if you found this useful, there are two actions to take right now. One, join our Facebook group at dogprougroup.com. And two, book a call with us at dogprougmeet.com. And if you like what you listen to, don't forget to subscribe.